Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Waterloo Blackhawks did not lead at any point in this Thursday night matchup, but ultimately get the win in the shootout by the final score of 3-2. And all the details now with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Force recorded the game's opening goal, the only goal in the first period, after a determined effort to keep the puck in the Blackhawks' zone. It was knocked down a couple of times, and ultimately the puck came to Brett Link in the deep slot. He steered around a defender up the slot and pushed a low shot past Emmett Crotto inside the post at Crotto's right, giving Fargo the 1-0 lead at 6:01 of the opening period. Brett Link on that goal from Cole Knubel and Max Swanson. Lots of power play time for both teams, but no conversions as the first continued and as the game went into the second. And shortly after a Fargo power play ended, the Blackhawks got a game-tying goal at 11:37 of period number two. Silcolms reverses it from the right wing side to the left after it took a tour behind the Blackhawk net. And now a takeaway, and the Hawks come out. Erdman for Matika has a step on his check with a wrist shot. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Mikko Matika snaps one past Marinoff on the quick developing play. Griffin Erdman set him up, and Matika has scored a couple of times now against the Fargo Force. Matika's seventh goal as a Blackhawk and his 23rd this season, including his time with the Madison Capitals. That score in transition at 11:37 of the second period, assisted by Griffin Erdman. It was 1-1. No change in score for the rest of period number two. And the Hawks had two early power plays in the opening minutes of the third. They didn't quite overlap, but good chances for Waterloo and not able to nudge in front. Then, as the period continued, the Fargo Force got some power play opportunities. Their first, with about 11 minutes left in the third, did not score there. About a minute after that power play ended, the Force went back to an advantage, and with 6 seconds left on that second power play of the period, there was another penalty against the Blackhawks, a tripping call against Owen Baker, so it was 5-on-3 for a half dozen seconds. Hawks turned it all away, unscathed, got through it, and the game went into the closing minutes very close. Just a minute and 11 seconds remained when the Force came up the rink. Brett Link trailing, got a pass in the slot, maneuvered to a position where he could shoot and let go of a chance that went up over Emmett Crotto's right shoulder and in. And it was a 2-1 Fargo lead with just over a minute left to go. But the Blackhawks were undaunted. And Shifsky won it back to Ben Robertson. Robertson chips it across the line. Crotto comes to the bench. Napier and Shifsky go into the corner. Shifsky got possession. Hawks score! Waterloo scores on an impossible shot from below the goal line. The puck went off of Marinov's skate and in, and the Blackhawks have tied it 9 seconds later. It's a 2-2 game. Gavin Lindberg credited with that goal off of his skate. Garrett Shifsky with the assist. And at 18:58 of the third period, the Blackhawks were even with the Force for a 2-2 score. In overtime, one more penalty called on the Hawks. Gavin Thorson for slashing, trying to deny a Fargo scoring opportunity. So the Force went to their eighth power play of the game, and the Hawks survived it. Still 2-2 at the end of overtime. The game went to a shootout. Each team had their first attempt denied. The Blackhawks nudged in front when Mikko Matika fired in a wrister past the glove side of Matei Marinoff for the shootout conversion, but Zam Plant answered for Fargo, getting in tight on Emmett Crotto and lifting a shot off of his right pad under the crossbar and in. So it was 1-1 after two rounds, and the Blackhawks sent out Caden Brown to try to seize control of the shootout. Brown came from right to left across the slot after the first two Blackhawks had worked from the opposite direction. He let go of a chance that went inside the opposite post past Matei Marinoff. Caden Brown's shootout conversion put the Blackhawks ahead with a 2-1 shootout lead. Cole Knubel, the top scorer of any player in the USHL Western Conference, trying to extend this shootout to a fourth round. Knubel, Up the ice, started right, comes left, now right up the slot, stick handles and shoots, cradle the save, Hawks win! Waterloo comes back to win the shootout against the Fargo Force. The teams have matched up four times, the Blackhawks have won beyond 60 minutes in three of those games, and nobody else has beaten the Fargo Force in the last quarter of the season. In this three-round shootout, the Blackhawks converted two, the Fargo Force with one, but the official final for the game is 3-2, with the unofficial shootout point credited to the Blackhawks. The shootout goal, the shootout shot on goal that make it all work out mathematically. In overtime, they adjusted the shots on goal. Fargo was credited with 7, the Blackhawks with 3, and it all adds up to a total of 44 shots on net for Fargo tonight. The Blackhawks 27 in regulation and overtime. The Wind, Emmett Crotto, making 42 saves to get it and boosting his record this season up to 11-9-0. Matei Marinoff takes the loss. Marinoff still does not have a regulation loss this season. 20 victories, but 4 overtime or shootout losses. And Blackhawks have beaten him a couple of times beyond 60 minutes. In this one, it's a shootout. Marinoff takes the shootout loss despite 25 saves in regulation and overtime. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Have toilet troubles? Master them with help from the number one toilet repair brand worldwide, FluidMaster. Easy to install and built to last. Both consumers and plumbers trust FluidMaster products from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Waterloo Blackhawks and Fargo Force just getting started this weekend. Two more matchups at Shields Arena. The Blackhawks now ahead by a point in the season series. 6 for the Hawks to 5 for Fargo through the first 4 matchups head-to-head. And 3 of the first 4 have gone to overtime. So certainly a chance that there will be more bonus hockey before the weekend is out. The Hawks win this one in the shootout 3-2.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.